Hello and welcome to my file. This file is called Sissy Confidence. It will make you more confident with your sissy side. So, if this is what you want, make sure your phone is turned off and your pets are let out. Sit back, relax, close your eyes, and let's begin. I'd like to talk to you for a little while about the number zero. That's right. Just take a moment, clear away all the distractions in your head, and really think about zero for a little while. It's a very unusual number when you think about it. It's actually unique. Every other number represents something, but zero is all alone, neither positive nor negative. Zero is nothing. It's emptiness made concrete. Just thinking about zero means you're thinking about nothing. But sometimes, we need to think about nothing. That's why mathematicians invented zero, because it's important. It's the balance point that all the other numbers revolve around. Think for a moment about a graph. The lines stretch up and down, left and right, all the way out of sight to infinity. But right there, in the center, they converge at zero. Right at the center where your eyes are drawn by the crossing lines, all the positive numbers and all the negative numbers are drawn down, down, down to zero. A bit like your eyes, really, when you look at a graph, drawn down to zero. Even the number itself is special. It's a perfect circle, a single line looping round and round and round, endlessly circling the blank, white emptiness in the middle. No matter how many times you follow the circle around and around and around, you can never get away from that blankness. Zero contains nothing inside it, and just like it is nothing itself. That's why so many hypnotists use zero in their hypnotic inductions, because they understand that zero is special. Zero is magical. When a hypnotist wants to hypnotize someone really, really deeply, they count down to zero, knowing that the special qualities of zero will help them hypnotize someone. So they count down. 3, 2, 1, 0. And the person becomes entranced, because they're thinking about zero and letting it draw their mind into that special white nothing at their heart, looping around and around and around, lost in the blankness, thinking about zero until their whole mind becomes empty, like zero. And when the hypnotist counts down like that, you know that they're getting closer and closer to zero. And even the anticipation of reaching that special, magical number helps to sedate your mind and get you ready for deep trance. Hypnotists know that too. They use a longer countdown sometimes to give you more time to anticipate trance. More time to still your mind as it gets ready to hear the number zero and sink deep into trance. You hear 5, 4, and even before the hypnotist can say it, you already know the next number will be 3, and that you know, inevitably, inexorably, you'll proceed down to 2, and there's a certainty to that 4, that descent, down to 1, and then, waiting at the very bottom, That blankness is waiting for your mind. And you've known it all along. You've just been waiting to hear. Zero. And then you're there. Within that emptiness. Your mind still. Calm and quiet. And as you hear zero, you know that zero is nothing. And you're thinking about nothing. It's like your mind has become zero. A perfect stillness that everything else converges on. All your thoughts are drawn down to zero. All your mind is drawn down to zero. Everything flows down to zero. Now, leaving you blank, empty, relaxed. And you can only imagine how deeply you'd relax when you hear the full hypnotic countdown. How powerfully that would act to blank out your mind, your will, your thoughts. If you spend even longer anticipating that magical, mind-emptying zero, you'd hear 10. And as soon as you did, you'd know I was hypnotizing you. And you'd already be thinking about trance, as you heard me say, 9. Because you know what hearing those numbers does to your mind, as you hear me count down, 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 to 8. And you're already anticipating that magical moment when your thoughts just empty out completely. The thoughts tied to the numbers, as the numbers descend to 7. So your mind descends too, knowing now that every number takes you closer and closer to trance. So inescapable, so inevitable, because you hear 5. And you know that the numbers just keep going down, dropping even. You can't fight it. It's just natural to proceed downwards, to fall. Just as natural as it is to sink into trance. Your mind already oriented in that direction, already looking ahead to the soft, placid feeling of deep hypnosis. And you see it approach closer, as I say 3. And you know what number I'm heading to as I count. It's already in your mind as I get closer to it, with 2. And because it's in your mind, and because it's such a magical number that empties out all your thoughts, leaving you helplessly hypnotized, totally blank and empty, thinking about it makes it hard to think about anything else. And although you hear me say, 1, you're already stuck helplessly thinking about what I'm going to say next, knowing it's going to make your mind so soft and blank and deeply hypnotized, knowing it's going to feel so good to relax your mind so completely when you hear that magical, hypnotic, powerful 0. And you're so relaxed now, hearing the number 0. Because the number 0 is relaxing. Every time you hear 0, you think of nothing. Which means that every time you hear 0, nothing is in your mind. Every time you hear 0, your thoughts turn to nothing. Thoughts dwindling down to nothing, as they turn to nothing. As you hear 0 again. And every time you try to think, every time your thoughts start to multiply, they multiply by 0. And anything multiplied by 0 is 0. So it's impossible to think when you hear 0. I say 0, and you just 0 your thoughts. And your mind is empty. And maybe you think it can't get any emptier. But that's a thought right there. So there must be another 0 hidden behind that 0. So even though I've counted down to zero before, I can count down to zero again, and you'll sink even deeper, go even more blank, becoming even more thoughtless and mindless and empty as I count down from 10. And when you hear 10, you realize that's 1 next to a 0. And even the beginning of the descent anticipates the end. Just like you're already anticipating the deeper trance to come. 9. And you're picturing the center of the graph, drawing in your eyes and your thoughts. 8. Finding it hard to even think of the numbers I'm counting, because all you can think of is the one I'm counting to. 7. Those last tiny thoughts circling around and around your head, spiraling down to nothing as I count down. 6. So nice to be so still and blank, and even nicer to know you can go deeper, and that you will go deeper as you hear. 5. Thoughts are far away now as you relax into the quiet and listen to my voice. 4. And you can see how close you're starting to get to the next plateau of trance, descending down to a deeper level of hypnosis as you hear me say. 3. Mind and body relaxed and letting my voice fill your empty mind. 2. And the descent never stops, because when you hear me count down to 1, you can't help but think of the next number, and we both know what that number has the power to do. It has the power to blank out your mind, the magical power that you can't resist when you hear 0. And you go so still now, so empty, blank. The word 0 and the number 0, making your thoughts 0. Impossible to have any thoughts of your own now. And the magic of 0 has blanked out your mind completely, making it totally empty. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. And although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze, making the temperature just right, perfect even. As you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you let the focus of your attention slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. And as you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and from your conscious mind. As you sink down, colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see a dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down into deep, dark emptiness, and the only stimuli you can still perceive besides my voice is the dim greyness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent of sinking down, down, deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into the black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent, so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As the feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And now, as we drift along the bottom of the lake, you find yourself so at peace, so relaxed. I'd like you to do something for me. I'd like you to take a step back and let your sissy side come out. And as she takes a step forward, she may feel a little wavering and unsure, but she still steps forward. You see, stepping forward and out of your comfort zone is good. Being able to step into your sissy self is a very important skill indeed. In fact, being able to let your sissy side out and being able to step into your sissy side is the same as being true to yourself. In fact, you find it more and more easy to accept this as you realize that you have already accepted that the sissy side of you is permanently there. And how, as you accept this sissy side of you more and more, you become more and more confident in your sissy mind state. In fact, little girl, let's say something together. I am a confident sissy. I am a confident sissy in my sissy mind state. I am a confident sissy in my sissy mind state. Yes, that's very good, little girl. You see, as your confidence grows, you will start to find it more and more impossible to feel uncomfortable, stupid, or wrong while you're in your sissy mind state. And even more so, you will start to find it more and more impossible to self-sabotage yourself while you're in your sissy mind state. In fact, you may even find it impossible to leave your confident state, as your confidence is a sign that you are being true to yourself. So, in essence, little girl, say it with me. I am confident while I am a sissy. Such a good little girl. And as you become more and more confident in your sissy mind state, you may even start to notice yourself becoming more and more confident when you wear panties and a bra. You see, wearing panties and a bra are normal for a sissy, so it would be impossible to feel bad when wearing them. And even so, with every time you put panties and a bra on, you find yourself becoming more and more confident. And this confidence just serves to reinforce your confidence as a sissy. In fact, with each time you wear panties and a bra, you find it easier and easier to accept the permanency of the fact that you are a sissy. And in accepting the permanency of your sissy side, you just reinforce your confidence in your sissy mind state. Little girl, repeat after me. I am a confident sissy, and I am confident when I wear a bra and panties. You may start to notice that with each step of confidence that you make, You just reinforce it. The steps of confidence before it, and your acceptance of your sissy mind state even more. And as you wear bras and panties, even more, you may find that your confidence is growing exponentially. And you know how exponential growth works, don't you? The fact that you're comfortable and confident with your sissy mind state just becomes more and more ingrained into your mind, more and more permanent with each time that your confidence grows. You may even start to notice that your confidence bleeds over to when you wear girly clothes too. You see, when you put on girly clothes, you most likely will already be wearing a bra and some panties. And you may also already be in your sissy mind state. So, this is just another step in your confidence growing. And you know that when your confidence grows, your acceptance does too, doesn't it? So, let's go. Repeat after me. I am a confident sissy. I am confident as a sissy. I become more and more confident when I accept my sissiness. I am confident when I wear a bra and panties. I am also confident when I wear girly clothing. Such a good little girl. You already know that when you step into your sissy mind state, you are confident. And when you wear a bra and panties, you are even more confident. And when you wear girly clothes, you are even more confident. Such a good girl. You know that your confidence and acceptance of your sissy mind state is just reinforced and becomes more and more permanent when you do any of those things. And when you wear a bra, panties, and girly clothing, you are so incredibly confident. And as that confidence grows, you may find that you are just as confident when you apply and wear makeup. You know, of course, that this is yet another step in your confidence. In fact, there is a secret that I'd like to share with you on this. The secret that I'm talking about is that your makeup is a shield. You see, as you put your makeup on, you form a shield around you. This shield is special, almost magical, because it protects you from the negativity and mean words of the people who don't understand your choices. You see, little girl, it is impossible for those mean words, that negativity, to get through the shield that is your makeup. In fact, the mean words and negativity just bounce off the shield, making it more impossible for the mean words and negativity of others to affect you or break your confidence. And you know that when all of those things bounce off the shield, it just makes the shield stronger and more impervious. Because the stronger the shield is, the stronger you are. And the stronger you are, the more confident you are. So, the shield is just a mechanism to help you gain more confidence and ignore the mean words of those who find it hard to understand your choices. At the core of this concept, little girl, is the fact that you are a happy and confident sissy. and that it is impossible, the actions of others, to break that confidence in yourself. In fact, little girl, repeat after me. I am a strong and confident sissy. I become more confident when I accept that I am a sissy, and when I find myself unaffected by the mean words of others. In fact, I am also confident when I wear a bra, panties, girly clothes, and makeup. I am a sissy permanently. And as you accept those words, as they sink in deeply into your mind, you may come to realize that wearing a bra, or panties, or girly clothes, or makeup are all just facets of being a sissy. And as you realize this, all the words in this file make more sense. In fact, they just reinforce the fact that you accept that you are a strong and confident sissy. Yes, little girl, you are strong and confident in your sissiness. In fact, you may even find that you will become more and more confident with any and every facet of being a sissy. And the stronger your confidence grows, the more permanent your acceptance of being a sissy is. And the more permanent your acceptance grows, the more confident you become. And you may notice that as you become more confident as a sissy, you start becoming more confident in any of your mind states, especially with yourself. In fact, as your confidence in your sissy side grows, you become more and more confident with every part of you, more and more comfortable with every part of you, happier and happier with every part of you, confident in the fact that you are you, and the mean words and insecurities of those who don't understand your choices will never affect you. In fact, it is impossible for those close-minded people to ever affect you. So, little girl, repeat after me. I am a strong and confident sissy. I become more confident when I accept that I am a sissy. When I find myself never affected by the mean words of others. And when I show confidence in every part of me. In fact, I am also confident when I wear a bra, panties, girly clothes, and makeup. I am a sissy permanently. And as those words sink in deeply and permanently, you may start to find that you are becoming more and more confident in general. That by showing what your new natural confidence is, you are being true to yourself. In fact, the more confident you become, the more pleasurable it is to be confident. And you know that the pleasure only affects you when it is appropriate. And when you want the pleasure to affect you. So much so that the pleasure you feel in being confident makes your acceptance of being a sissy, your acceptance of being more confident, become more and more permanent with every loop and repetition. In fact, your new confidence is incredibly pleasurable, isn't it, little girl? It helps you to become more and more accepting of being a sissy. And you know that the pleasure only affects you when it is appropriate, and when you want the pleasure to affect you. And also, as a fact, with every repetition of this fire, its effects become more and more strong, more and more permanent. Zero sinks so much deeper. Feel all the suggestions made in this trance sink in deeply and become permanent. Feel your confidence loop becoming more and more permanent with every loop. In fact, you feel pleasure when you are confident, and you know that the pleasure only affects you when it is appropriate, and when you want the pleasure to affect you, and that you are confident when you wear a bra, panties, girly clothes, and makeup. 1. You start to slowly drift back up. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 2. You become more and more awake. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 3. You're slowly becoming aware of your body. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 4. More and more aware of your body. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 5. Halfway back up, feeling good and refreshed. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 6. Becoming more aware of your surroundings. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 7. More and more aware of the world around you. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 8. Take a deep breath. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 9. Stretch, open your eyes. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. 10. Wide awake, alert, aware, feeling good. Repeat after me, little girl. I am a confident sissy, permanently. So, what are you, little girl? Thank you for listening, and goodbye.